You know, see, this is what I'm saying. You think, oh, problem fixed, let's move on. No, it takes patience. It takes honing. It takes gleaning. It's like watering a plant, although I've seen some of the plants in your old apartment, and of course they died.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, well, you killed a cactus. You killed a cactus. Yeah, one of them little, you know, the little cacti plants they get to put
on
your
head. Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, I know you did. You know what, some people, they have to go and search up because they don't know what Miss Cleo talking about.
Hello? We the bad guys, and we cover you in cacti's backflip off a phone bridge. That's suicide, do or die. Bring you to the cacti crucified. Put you in agave and get baptized. Mass high, ghosts in the phone lines. Telephone ringing with the ding-a-ling, it's showtime. So if you like being bored, you've come to the right place. The phone show's coming on your face.
The phone show,
the fucking
phone show.
It's so boring
and it's stupid. You should turn it off. It fucking sucks.
The phone show. Welcome to the phone show. It's so fucking boring.
It's so boring.
You should turn it off. It's okay. The phone show.
The boring ass
phone show. It's so boring. It's so boring. Go back to sleep. It's more exciting than this. The
Hello, everyone. This is Roy, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show for July 30th. 2015. Hopefully I will finish the show today so the date's not wrong like on the last show. I think I said one date on the show and then I released it a day or two later. Oops. Stupid me. At least I'm finally doing a show though, right? So everyone will quit yelling at me. God. Today's show is sponsored by Ben Kilburn. Ben has been a Patreon supporter forever now, probably like 6 years. So thank you, Ben, for supporting the show at patreon.com/phonelosers. I don't really have any announcements today, but I do have a couple of emails that I've been sent recently. Last night I spent probably 5 hours going through my email. I had over 200 to, just answer or... Yeah, it was a pain in the ass. Anyway, a guy named Rob wrote me, and he wrote this right after, either after the last show or the show before. I forget which one it was when we were talking about, is it illegal to go lie in someone's yard? You know, just lie down on their lawn and watch the stars. And this guy named Rob, he says, a passion of mine is urban exploring, and exploring abandoned buildings largely depends on the fact that it's not illegal to be on someone else's property, as long as there's nothing telling you that you can't be there, such as no trespassing signs, or locks, or a dude telling you to leave. You can climb over fences, open doors, wander about, as long as you don't break anything and no one tells you to leave. So take that, people who say I can't lie in your backyards and look at the stars. You're wrong, because Rob says so, and I'm sure Rob is a legal expert. So any listeners who want to try this out, maybe the listeners could do an experiment for me. All of you, this is your homework assignment. You should all go tonight, go lie in a neighbor's yard and just look at the stars. And let me know if you get arrested or shot or anything like that. And please try not to sue me if you get shot or arrested or beat up or anything. It's not my fault. Thanks for the email, Rob. Good information. We also have an update from... I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say his name, but he's the guy that sent me... Remember the Goodwill phone numbers? There was a book of people that could bid on things, and I bid on a rusty old bicycle with flower pots all over it and a treasure chest and I think some other things. He's the one that sent that, and he gives me this update. He says, thank you for using my submission. I have been a fan of all things Phone Losers for some time now, and hearing you call these numbers made my year. I went back to Goodwill to follow up and see if I could get some more numbers or see what the aftermath was. The auction case was still there, but they placed a sign on the case attached. Oh, he sent me an attachment. Oh, wow, there's a sign. I'm going to read the sign real quick. It's a very professional-looking sign. By professional, I mean it looks like it was made in print shop in the early 90s. It says, attention, Goodwill shoppers. Our bid book is at register number 4. Our cashier will be ready to assist you. Have a wonderful day, management. So they've taken away the bid book. He then says, when I asked to see the binder, the girl had to call someone else to locate the book. Trying to get to the book was a huge hassle, and I was constantly supervised while looking at it, rendering it impossible to snap a picture. No one was willing to say why the book was now under such tight security, and he says he will keep his eyes open for other opportunities in the future. So thank you, person who gave me that update. I wish I knew if I could say your name or not, but I don't want to get you in trouble with the Goodwill, so I'll not do that. And that's great. I've really inconvenienced a lot of shoppers. Somehow I'm proud of that. I'm not sure why. Oh, and I do have one announcement here, it looks like. Rappy McRapperson, or excuse me, Ghost Rappy, is doing another an Indiegogo campaign for his new album, Life in Ghost World. But, he made the album already. It's done. It's out. I've been playing songs from it on this show. But now he is doing an Indiegogo for music videos for Life in Ghost World. So he is actually up to $586 already. And he only did, maybe a 10-day Indiegogo thing. So that kind of sucks. I'm just now getting to it. It's been up for 7 days already. Has 56 hours left. So if you would like to contribute to Rappy McRapperson's music videos for his Life in Ghost World album, then here's your chance. This page claims that Ghost Rappy is the Iggy Azalea of Soviet-era parody music. So how could you not support him with a claim like that? So that's all of the beginning of the show stuff. Let's get onto the show. Today is a live show. I've already recorded it. I just recorded it, an hour or two ago. Now I have to edit it all together. But this was a live show I did on the air while taking ideas from the chat room. And I guess I don't have to explain it because I explain it in this next section. So here it is. So hi, everyone. I'm your host, Brad. And I have a list here. A good list, I think. I've called one number on the list. And the calls, I don't know, it was amusing. I stole a Death Fox idea. I'm sure I'll paste that into the podcast. So let me read this email I got. It's kind of long. And it describes how illegal all this stuff is. This list is that I got. It says, "Hi, Brad. I've been working hard on getting you a bunch of names and numbers together for one of your podcasts. My last attempt with the library people didn't seem to pan out too well for you." I don't agree with that. I thought the library stuff was fun. Anyway, so here's something that I have nothing but high hopes for. I was able to find my way into an administrator account for a hotel that is somewhat local to me. The details of how aren't all that necessary. Anyway, I spent a few hours compiling a list of information for you of recent guests who were in the hotel, the dates they stayed, and their contact information. I figured I would give you more information than necessary just to make the phone call to give you a broader whatever. I just left you with a number. Oh, okay, yeah. With their address and everything else, you could pretend to be just about anybody instead of limiting your options and just pretending to be from the hotel. That's a good idea. He gives me the name and address of the hotel and the phone number, which I've changed my caller ID to. And he says, "I was able to gather that the manager's name at the hotel is Ken. And from what I can see from the low online ratings, he's not wildly popular with the guests or the employees." Wow, the employees are leaving reviews? That's pretty bad. "I hope this list of names will keep you busy and make for a delicious podcast. Like I said, you have all sorts of angles you could play. You could pretend to be from the hotel with some kind of complaint about the guest from when they stayed there. You could be from a third party hired by the hotel to do some kind of inappropriate survey. Or because I gave you more information than necessary, you could play it totally different and be someone in the person's area. I certainly won't tell you how to do what you do best, though. I'll leave the fun up to you. I hope to hear good laughs out of this. All my silly love, Matt." I probably shouldn't give his real name, since it seems like he's hacking or something to get all this information he's got. But what he has in this list is a name, the room number. It tells me how many adults, how many children are in the room, their arrival date, their departure date, their phone number, their address, city, state, zip code, their account number, and it looks like it even tells me if they used a third-party service. Like this first one was, the room was booked with Hotels.com, and it has the confirmation number. So on this one, I could pretend to be with Hotels.com. So I guess we'll just get started. Let's call this first one from Hotels.com. Anyone in the chat room, do you have any ideas? Should I be from Hotels.com? Oh, the best thing about this list is that he created it in a text file. It's not a Microsoft Excel file or a DocX file or any of those crazy formats. It's not a photograph or a PDF. It's a text file. Very easy to paste and into places and edit and stuff. So thanks for that.
The number you are trying to call is not reachable.
Of course.
PPS 6180.
That's a weird message. Not reachable. All right, so I'm not going to be hotels.com because this next one isn't from there. Oh, there's also notes on these. Like the fourth one down says, guest requested a microwave and a fridge. Was moved from room 234 to room 115 because she wanted a king-size bed for her handicapped child. Great, I'm going to harass a lady with a handicapped child. So, let's see. First, the first one is not reachable. This next person's last name is Bates, which is kind of funny. You know, hotel, Bates, maybe it's not funny. Customer made a special request for a fridge and a microwave. They were also charged a deposit for one pet. So we can say something about the fridge or the microwave or the pet. Meown Like Bjork wants me to ask if the kid can run like the fridge. Not sure what that means, but that sounds really mean. Okay, anyway, so yeah, let me call this first one. They just left a week ago. This whole list is about a week old. Robitussin wants me to have them throw the TV out the window. Maybe the microwave.
Leave your name and number and I'll call you back.
Oh, this is also a huge list. I would say at least 20 numbers. Maybe 30 or 40. It's a lot. Okay, next. There's no special notes on this one, so we'll just call it and see what happens. Oh, wait a minute. This guy arrived on August 2011, and he lives on the premises. He lives there at the hotel. So that's... It's one of those hotels where you can just live there for years at a time. So I'm going to make him throw his TV out the window. Whoa. That is not a fax machine. Weird. So he's got, like, computers and shit hooked up in his room. Next one, her name is Constance. She registered through hotels.com.
Hello.
Hello, Constance?
Yes.
This is Dave. I'm with hotels.com.
Yes.
And you stayed in a hotel about a month ago.
I stayed in quite a few of them.
Well, okay, smartass. This one was, it looks like, the...
Right, I stayed about 7 nights there.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, the manager, Ken, he had a lot of complaints about you, and he says you're not... He gave you a bad rating and suggests that we don't work with you anymore to register hotels.
Excuse me?
Because he said he had a lot of problems with you. He said you were causing constant drama with the other guests, and you were stealing light bulbs out of the fixtures in the outside your room.
Oh, no, I think you got the wrong person, because it wasn't us.
Oh, no, it was definitely you. You're the only one that was named Constance, and he kept bringing up your name.
No, that's a lie.
Ken doesn't lie.
There is no way... Who?
And he put Dwight the janitor on the phone. Dwight was, like, complaining about you, too.
You guys are lying. I'm not having anything to do with you guys if this is
what?
The way it's going to be. Because I was there for a reunion, and I was hosting a bunch of things. And I even...
Were you just drinking too much, and you just got carried away?
I think you have the wrong... there was no drinking... There was no crap, and you obviously don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I do.
Because you have no, you don't.
Ken told me all about you and your drama and bringing your trailer park ways into their hotel, and he was very upset about it.
Oh, well, I'm going to give him a call.
Why?
And I will make sure that nobody will go to the again. Trust me.
Oh, that's not true, because we've been in business for decades. You're not just going to shut us down. It's not going to happen. Good luck with that, retard. Oh, she hung up. Now I feel bad because I'm putting this hotel out of business. Constance is going to shut it down. See how full of drama she is?
You call again and I will have the police on you. My husband works for the police department down here.
Sure he
does. I don't play games like this. You see what I mean? Right here shows unprofessionalism. First off, you cuss. Second off, you have no professionalism. Third off, I don't even know who the fuck you are. So don't call me again because I am calling the police right now.
Hey, fuck you. So are you calling the police? She says she's calling the police, which means she's going to call up her husband's cell phone and just complain at him a whole bunch. That's what she considers calling the police. Big Pan 12 has an amazing idea. He wants me to tell them that they suck dick. I'm going to do that one.
Hello?
Hello, Bill?
Yes.
Hey, this is Ken from the... He stayed at our hotel about a month ago.
How are you, Ken?
Oh, not too bad. How are you doing?
Good. I'm enjoying my stay there. I just paid for another 2 weeks.
Oh, you're still here then.
Yeah, I just gave... I gave Kelly my next payment. I mean, I've gone through like 3 iterations of payments, so I'm paid up till, oh gosh, I don't know. I don't have the paper with me, but I just paid on Sunday, I believe. I paid Kelly, and then I talked to Michael. And
yeah, I don't need your life story. Anyway, we saw on our security cameras that you were stealing light bulbs from the light fixtures in the hallways.
And if
you need light bulbs in your room, we'll provide them. You just have to ask.
Ken,
but it's so inconvenient
person,
when you
Bill
steal
Catino,
them.
Guy,
what?
You have the wrong person. Bill, room 130.
Oh,
I don't need
yeah.
to steal anything.
I know, but no, we saw it on the camera, and our maid went up there. It looked like a haunted house because like all the light bulbs were gone. It was a little dark in the hotel.
Up where?
Up near your room, because we saw you come out of room 130, and you took a bunch of light bulbs.
Wrong.
And look, wrong. I
need to see that.
Oh,
you know,
we'll
Ken,
show you.
I got to tell you. I am a professional.
A professional light bulb thief.
Ken, I stay at your hotel. I want to see that camera with you or someone.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm really appalled that
there's any visibility. If anyone came out of my room and stole light bulbs, it wasn't me.
Well, who else is staying in there with you?
You mean there was someone with me?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. We saw your face, though, on the camera. And you know those CFL bulbs? They're not even worth anything these days. It's all about the LEDs now.
I got to tell you something. I have been there for, like, multiple weeks now. We need to look at this video together. I mean, you saw my face. I promise you, there is no way that I did that on my mother's grave. I promise you that.
Maybe it's like a time-traveling you from the future.
No, truly. Let's look at these things together. I mean,
okay.
I have a personal reputation. What am I going to do with these things? I'm staying at your place.
Well, you know, they're not even worth, like, $3. So if you're trying to sell them at flea markets, then you're not going to make much money.
What you have to understand is I have never unscrewed or screwed in or any. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah. Let's look at this video together.
Okay.
Because it is absolutely 100% impossible.
So you're saying you don't know how to screw in a light bulb or you don't know how to unscrew a light bulb?
I'm telling you that was not. I have not taken anything out of anything in the hotel.
It's like your doppelganger showed up, and they happen to have a room to your key to your room.
Well, let's look at it. It would be me. You said it was my face unscrewing a light bulb. That's what we need to look.
Well, no, you used your hand to unscrew the light bulb, not your face. That would be a little weird.
But this is very insulting to me. So, I mean, I do want to. I do want to follow through with this because I promise you there is no way. I mean, I utilize your facility, the gym. I'm there just in the evening, primarily just to sleep.
Yeah.
My God, there is no way, Ken. In fact, are you there at the hotel tonight?
Oh, I'm here at the front desk. And I know, like, some residents, they're unhappy that it costs so much, so they try to recoup the price of the hotel by taking towels and
my
light
God.
Bulbs.
Ken, you gave me a great price to stay there. I'm paying cash every
other week.
Yeah,
so why would
you
take light bulbs?
I would not. I am not. And that's what we need to clarify. Because my reputation is more important to me than any taking a light bulb. So if you're at the hotel, unfortunately, I'm working in Norwalk right now.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm chief sales officer at an energy company. So,
oh, energy company. So like light bulbs, right?
Yeah.
Now it all adds up.
Yeah, right. No, truly. Let's prove this. Let's prove this. And I want you to take a look at me, who I am.
Okay.
Take a look at that camera, and let's verify. If somebody came out of my room and unscrewed any light bulb, was this in the outside corridor, that walkway, or inside?
Oh, you know where it was. We know it was you. It's okay. We just want the light bulbs back. It's not a big deal.
And somebody's busting me. Are you busting me or what?
Yeah, you're busted. We caught you. It's on camera. And we have cameras, like, in every hallway.
You know what? I have not been, interestingly enough, I haven't been in a hallway. 130, room 130 is downstairs outside. It's not in a hallway.
Well, the hallway of the sidewalk, you know?
Yeah, all right. Well, let's look at those together. Again, okay. My reputation is more important to me than anything else. So if Michael is there and you're not tonight, or if you're there, I'm not going to be home till about 6:30.
Yep.
I'm not going to be at the hotel. But I promise you that is not me. Whoever you have on video, it is not me. And if Michael is there tonight and he has the camera, I will look at it with him.
Okay.
I mean, I have a great reputation with Michael, with Kelly. There's no way.
He can't let you into the camera room, but I'll grab that part of the video and I'll put it on YouTube, and I'll title it YouTube, Bill steals light bulbs from our hotel, and that way he'll give you the URL to it.
Ken, I promise you that I mean, what am I going to do with light bulbs? My God,
they're not worth much money anymore.
I'm a professional, so. Anyway, I mean,
if you work at an energy company, it seems like you'd steal LEDs, but we don't have those yet.
even this conversation is really insulting. I mean, there's no way. I promise you, there is no way that I would do that.
Stealing from the hotel you stay at—that's insulting.
Well, absolutely. You know, it would absolutely be if I were doing it. But I can absolutely unequivocally promise you, I am not doing that.
Okay.
Now,
all
there's
right.
a guy in the room right next to me, and I don't know if there could be some confusion or if somebody has a key to my room that came out of there that did that.
Oh, no.
But I will tell you, I have not put my hand on a light bulb in the hotel and unscrewed
just your face.
It, period. Absolutely unequivocally.
Yeah. Well, we have cameras in your room, too, and we saw you, like, stuffing them in your suitcase, all those light bulbs.
Yeah, all right. So this is absolutely, you're pulling my leg here.
No.
Because there's no way why would I put anything in a suitcase? I'm staying there. I have no suitcase there. I brought my clothes there from my house. Listen, let me talk. Is Michael on tonight or is Kelly?
I think they're both there.
All right.
Tonight.
I'm going to be there in about an hour and a half.
Okay.
I'll go right to the office. And do Michael and Kelly both know about what you're talking to me about?
Oh, yeah, they'll know. And I'll give them the YouTube URL.
Please, man. There's nothing to show.
Okay.
Anyway, you're busting me, you know, yep. for a reason here. You're busting
Busted.
My chop. I did not do this. Who is this?
This is Ken.
Is this Ken? It is Ken?
Yeah.
Ken, I swear to God, Ken. There is no
That's
way
blasphemy.
That I did not have my hand on a light bulb. And
oh, my God,
and
I'm so bored. I'm hanging up. I have to call other people. This has gone on for like 12 minutes now. What a long phone call. People don't have attention spans like that. You know, for the YouTube video.
No, I'll go see these folks, Ken. I promise
okay,
you.
Okay, bye. He's repeating himself. I don't need to sit there and listen to him repeat himself. This next one, they stayed there for about 3 days. 4 adults. Wow, I even have the email address on this one. I have an email address on a lot of these. I could put them into Facebook and see what they look like.
Hello.
Hello, Daniel.
Yes.
Hey, this is Ken from the hotel. You stayed here about a month ago.
Okay.
Remember that?
No, to be quite honest with you, I'm in so many hotels, it's fucking ridiculous.
Oh, what do you do? You like a grifter or something?
No, I build cell towers.
Oh, okay. Anyway, yeah, we had a lot of complaints about you from when you were here. It was You were
a
here?
Lot of complaints, as in...
You were in...
Honestly, I don't even remember St. Ed's Roadway.
But... Oh, well, you did. We have your credit card and all your file and everything right here. You were here with
okay, I'm not
four
saying
adults.
I didn't. I'm just saying I don't remember.
No, no. You were here with four adults.
Yeah, it was my crew, if it was four adults.
Yeah, if that's what you want to call it. But we don't allow gay couples in the hotel. I know it's all legalized
gay,
and everything
dude.
Now, but we don't allow that kind
dude,
of thing.
Dude, I don't
here.
Know what you're talking about. That's cool. That's cool, but I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
Okay.
But, like, seriously?
Yeah, well, this is not a sex hotel, okay? This is not an hourly hotel.
Okay. No, I mean, because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, dude.
Was it your heist crew that was in there with you?
My what?
Nothing. Never mind. It doesn't matter, okay? You want to be gay, whatever. That's fine. But,
Okay, buddy.
Do you remember Sensei
Wait,
Doug?
Why are you calling me, though?
Do you remember Sensei Doug? He was next door to you?
No.
And you kept looking at him every time you walked by?
No, dude. I have no clue what you're talking about.
Okay.
I'm married and everything else, dude. I have no clue what you're talking
yeah.
about.
Well, he says he was sick of your bullshit. And then we also have
yeah?
one of the adults in your room. I don't know if it was you or one of your gay partners, but they were stealing light bulbs from the fixtures in the hallway.
Well, I guarantee you that wasn't my crew. My crew makes kick-ass money, bro.
Why would they need to steal light bulbs then?
Well, I guarantee you we weren't stealing light bulbs. So I'll tell you what.
Someone in your room was
getting that, dude, because
someone in your room stole light bulbs from us, and I think you should send
Well, it wasn't me, dude. I don't know what to tell you. And obviously it wasn't the guy in my room if I was up there, because what the hell would we have light bulbs for? We work on cell phone power.
Hell if I know. Maybe you just wanted to recoup some of the money that you spent on the hotel. You're just like, oh, we'll just steal
Listen,
towels
dude.
And light bulbs. And
Listen, dude.
Shit.
The last thing I want is your nasty-ass fucking towels or your light bulbs, okay?
Oh, okay.
So yeah, what are you getting at with this phone conversation, dude? Because I'm at work.
That sounded really convincing. I totally believe you didn't steal light bulbs from us now.
But I make a week what you make a month, okay?
Oh.
I guarantee
you. So you're
that.
Better than me then, right?
No, I'm not better than you, dude. Why are you calling me?
Really?
I'm at work, asshole.
Well, if you're not better than me, why are you pointing that out? Why are you pointing out my income? Why are you making fun of my income? I mean, at least I don't steal light bulbs from... Okay, he's gone. I love people that try to win arguments by making more money than me. That's the best. This is a good list. Here, I'm going to count the names. I'm going to count. There's 1, 2, 3. This is really hard to do. 4, 5, 6. Oh, geez. Okay, so there's 22 people on this list, minus the ones I've done already, that were already here. And then, this is crazy. I didn't even notice this until just now. I have a section of the list called Future Reservations. So these are people that are going to be here, or they're currently here. A lot of them are currently there because they're future reservations, and this was sent about a week ago. So I've got a list of people who are currently in the hotel. That's crazy. Dust Bernadette says I should cancel all the reservations. Just call the hotel over and over and cancel all the reservations. That could be fun. Yeah, the reservation list looks to be about the same size, so another 20.
Hello?
Hello, Christopher?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Ken. I'm with the hotel in Connecticut that you stayed at.
Yeah? Yep.
And you left something behind. Did you notice anything missing?
What are they behind?
Well, I can't tell you. You have to tell me what it is to get it back, and then we'll mail it to you.
Hang on a second.
Okay.
I left something behind. All right, well, what is it?
I can't tell you, because then you'll just lie, and you'll just be like, yep, that's mine, and then we're
no,
not...
No, actually, I'm not, dude, I'm not like that. I got both my computers, so it's not my computer.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's somebody that is like that. That's what they would say. So nice try, tricking me.
All right, dude, I'm not here to play this game with you. I'm trying to think. I'm down a fucking Atlanta. What the fuck would I have left in there?
A weapon? What?
I'm trying to think what I would have left in there. I literally went from Connecticut to Atlanta.
Literally?
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
Thanks for pointing
Are you fucking with me, man? I mean, Jesus.
No, no. I'm seriously. We have something here in the Lost and Found for you, and I was kind of snickering because you said something really stupid. So I apologize for that.
Then, oh, was it a fucking lump sum of cash? A whole bunch of ones.
Exactly how much?
Oh, shit, 200?
Nope, it's not yours then. Okay, well, I guess that's all I need then.
Hang on. Are those ones wrapped in the fucking... It's got to be 100 in cash. They're wrapped in the... They're wrapped in a band.
Oh, now it's 100.
I lost a lump sum of money, but, you know, I got really fucking drunk that night, so...
Oh, well,
I know it's a lump sum of cash. That's where that fucking cash went.
A lump sum of cash, rolled up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, lots of people roll up their money, and first you said 200, and now 100, so it sounds like you're just trying to scam me.
Oh, no, I took 200. Listen, I'm not even having this argument with you, because I have pictures of me getting that cash.
Really?
So I took 200 out. I bought 200 from Mr. Happy's.
Fucking
and that's
perv.
Where that fucking cash went. No, dude, I just figured I'd burn through it, to be dead honest with
it. Is that why it smells like strippers?
Yeah, it's got fucking glitter and shit all over it.
Yeah, but we get a lot of that here. So
$100. $100, and it's in the flat right roll, right?
Well, you know, you got the amount wrong, so I think I'm just going to keep it.
That's fine by me, man. I got a picture of me getting it, and I'll be in next week, so I'll get the amount right.
Well, really,
and
you'll get it right then? But
when I come to your manager, and
I am
say,
the manager.
Hey, you know, oh, you're trying to roll me, man. That's ballsy. Yeah, that's ballsy, man. I give you that. That's a ballsy maneuver.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm just trying to make sure you're not trying to scam me.
I thought I lost that. See? What's that?
Yeah, well, maybe you should hold on to your money, and you won't lose it all the time.
Actually, man, you know, it was a fun night. We got pretty fucking lit.
Yeah.
But
then you lost $200, or was it $100?
What's that?
I don't know. You sound like you're full of shit. So it's okay. Don't worry about it. It's not even that much money. At least you had fun, right?
No. Well, I mean, you're pretty mouthy, to be honest with you, dude. That's not cool.
Well, you're the one trying
to be a douche to you. Why would you wait so long to fucking call me?
You're the one trying to scam me, you know?
Well, I'm not trying to scam. If you were trying to scam me, motherfucker, you wouldn't have called me. I mean, I'm not trying to scam you at all, but now I know where the rest of that fucking money went. But hey, it is what it is. I probably make in a day what you make in a week. So when I come back, I'll be up to make sure I'll see you. What's your name again?
Does that make you feel like a better person than me because you make more money?
No, I'm just not an asshole. I don't call somebody up and talk to them like a fucking douchebag.
Oh, okay.
So, and I do make more money, which I don't give a shit, but... Regardless.
But you have to point it out.
What?
Even though you don't give a shit, you have to...
I would have probably told you that, hey, you know what? You found that money, you actually were cool enough to call me and tell me that you had that money. Then I would probably said, hey, have at it, man.
I'm going to keep it anyway, because you're being an asshole.
Douchebag about it.
No, you're being the douchebag. You're being the douchebag, so that's why I'm going to keep it. It's my money now.
That's fine by me, brother.
I bet you're a male stripper, and you probably earned that money at Mr. Happy's or whatever it is.
Yeah, well, you know, putting my dick in your sister's mouth is what I do, you know?
Yep.
So, she pays well. But I will.
I'm not giving it back to her either.
I'm going to check and make sure. Dude, I know this isn't a fuck. This is not a professional, dude. There's no way in hell you had the balls to call me from fucking... you're not a manager of that hotel at all. There's no way in hell. You're just busting my balls.
If you say so, we can call back if you want.
If I call back there and that's that hotel, I will be in that hotel next Friday.
Oh, okay.
All right.
We're not going to let you stay here.
What's that?
We're not going to let you stay here. I'm blacklisting your name.
I'm not really... I could give two shits left, dude, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
But...
Well, just stay away then. Don't even come. Because the money's going to be gone. And it doesn't even matter because you make more than me in a day than I make in a week. So you don't need it. I need it more than you because I'm so broke.
I'm not saying you're broke at all. And I don't care about
I need the stripper money.
Because you see how much I cared about the money that I never called back and I never reported it fucking lost because I figured I spent it. So
It's because you're dumb.
That's just a chalked up loss to me.
You're just really dumb. I said you're just really dumb.
Well, I don't even know why I bother arguing or why I'm still on the phone with you.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, I'll be in next Friday. And what's your name?
It's Ken still. It hasn't changed.
Your name's what?
It's Ken.
Your name's Ken.
Yeah. Ken Kniff from Connecticut.
All right, Ken. Well, I doubt you're the guy from the hotel because nobody's got that kind of balls on them. So I know you're probably going to be fucking with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell you one thing you're going to do. You're going to lose this number. But if I do go to the hotel and I do
meet
Ken,
shut up.
I'll be sure.
Just shut up. Shut up.
All right, dude. You know what? I could care less. Like I said,
then
I make more in a day than you probably make in a week. I make more in a year than you probably make in a lifetime. So,
well, that would
you
make
keep
sense.
That $200 in one.
I mean, if you make more than a day than I do in a week, then yeah. Wow, people in this hotel love to brag about their income. Oh, and Airhead pointed out that he's supposed to say, "I couldn't care less." All right, that was fun. This next guy was there for 5 days, approximately. He got two separate rooms, and there was one adult in each room. And there are no... Oh, he's calling me. Why am I getting a call? It's a local call. I think I'm gonna go off the air. Sorry, you have to listen to a loop for a minute. I'm sorry, what? This is Ken. Who are you calling for? Oh, hold on, let me turn on speaker. I can barely hear you. Yeah, this is Ken. Or do you want Ken Sr.?
I think I have the wrong number because you don't sound like it's my son I was calling. And
oh, no, I'm the other Ken. I'm Ken Sr. I'm your ex-husband.
Oh, no, I have the wrong number. I'm sorry.
No, really, this is Ken. You're
I know.
You're delusional. You're delirious.
I was calling for Ken Fisher.
Yeah, that's me. Hey, Mom, hey. What you doing?
I've got the wrong number. I'm sorry.
No, it's me. I'm serious.
I know, but you're not the one I'm after, so... Oh,
Mom, it's me. Hello. All right. Well, that was fun.
Hey, Brad. It's Baloney Maloney.
Hey, Baloney Maloney.
I just have to say, that show with the Homeowners Association was one of your most epic shows ever.
Oh, thanks, Baloney Maloney.
Everybody was flying off the handle. Everybody was super angry. That one woman told you to, take a pill, smoke a funny cigarette, and then shove it up your ass. That was classic. Thank you so much for that. I laughed so fucking hard.
Don't thank me. Thank her.
I also wanted to tell you about...
Really? Who says that kind of thing?
I remember I was the one that called about Mr. Spessa before and asking where he was and everything. And you had said that you guys don't talk to the Spessas anymore. But you said in your last show, you were like, oh, yeah, me and Mrs. Spessa were at a grocery store, donuts or something, sprinkles, patriotic. I have a small penis. And I don't know what it was, but it's like, you were just hanging out with Spessa. What the fuck's up with that?
No.
I thought that you guys don't talk to each other.
This was years ago. I was talking about something that happened years ago, a long time ago. We went to the grocery store and we bought donuts home to Mr. Spessa, you see? It makes perfect sense.
Prank phone call. I would kill you. I would kill Carlito. I would slit Mistress Morgan's throat. I would murder all of PCN to hear another Mistress Bessa phone call. That's not a threat, by the way. I know threats are against the rules, and
you can't break
the rules. So
it's all right.
I follow the rules. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say, Brad. I love you. Kisses. Mwah. Bye.
Thanks, Mr. Baloney Maloney. Mrs. Spessa is in prison, by the way, and she gave me permission to tell you guys. They got into drugs, they're paying for their crimes, and kids don't do drugs. They're bad for you. They make you end up in prison.
Hello, we are the Daleks. We require your supreme phone hacking skills to take over the world. Play this.
What? 18 billion ones and...
What? All right. Thanks, Daleks, for that message.
Ms. Gatta, you and Gia think you are so clever in creating this new show, Cause of Mass Confusion, when you know that this project is destined to fail.
Probably.
So, to prevent the PL from spreading its nonsense beyond the podcasting community, I shall now steal this idea and create a similar show called Cause of Mass Ignorance. Would you like to witness my first pilot episode?
Okay. Oh, great. What is this? This is an incognito, by the way, if you guys don't know what's going on.
Hello. Iron Man, Weightlifting Gym. How can I help you?
Hello, Meathead. This is Brad Cutter. How's it going?
What did you say?
I said, hello, Meathead. This is Brad Cutter. How's it going? What?
If I knew where you were, I'd beat the hell out of you.
Well, you're never going to find out.
It's just like
me. I should go into the gym and record just how mad this meathead is.
Man, the motherfucker called me a meathead. I don't know.
Hello, I would like to sign up for a gym membership.
Are you the motherfucker who just called me?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Motherfucker, that was you. Get over here.
No, it's me. No, I...
That's the end of the voicemail. Yep, that's just like me and Jihad's show. Jihad has actually got his ass kicked several times now. But we're still doing it just to bring you guys an amazing show that will happen one of these years. We've got plans to do some more calls this weekend. And if all goes well, you guys will see it by 2019. I can't wait. Hopefully Incognito's okay. That sounded kind of bad.
Do you really think that most of your listeners haven't heard of the Who's On First routine?
No.
Now I pause yes. To let you answer.
Oh, okay. I'll pause your voicemail. Yeah, I really doubt it. Is that still a thing? Young listeners, if you want to respond to this, I just can't imagine a whole lot of people knowing what the hell that is. Isn't that from the 1940s or something? Come to think of it, I don't even know who did that. I remember it was a big thing when I was a kid. They talked about it in
If anyone is listening to the sound of my voice and hasn't seen the Who's On First routine, go look that up.
It's a video? See, I didn't even know that. I thought it was an audio skit. And now you're telling me there's a video, and I'm old. I should know
At
this.
Least so you can understand any cultural references that are made to it, because that shit has legacy that you can't even dream of.
Okay.
Bye, Brad.
Now I gotta watch the video. And is it even funny anymore? It seems like it would be kind of dated material. No offense or anything. Here, I'm going to look it up real quick. Here it is. Abbott and Costello. I should have known that. And it's 6 minutes long. I'm not going to play this whole thing. I'm just going to...
How do you like my wall club, Lou?
Hey, all those people going to be at the game today?
Certainly.
Oh, this is going to be a whopper of a game.
Well, it should be.
Hey, Abbott, what? I understand they made you the manager of this here baseball team.
Why not?
So you're the manager?
I'm the manager.
Well, you know, I'd like to know some of the guys' names on the team, so when I meet them on the street or in the ballpark, I'll be able to say hello to those people.
Why, sure, I'll introduce you to the boys. They give them funny names, though, Lou.
Oh, I know they give those ball players all for funny names.
Let's see, on the team we have who's on first. What's on second? I don't know who's on third.
You the manager?
Yes.
You know the guy's name?
I should.
Well, then tell me the guy's name.
I say, who's on first? What's on second? I don't know who's on third.
You the manager?
And then yes.
You know the guy's name?
I'm telling you their name.
Well, who's on first?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and talk.
I can't listen to this. Sorry. It's funny and everything. I'll listen to it when I finish with the voicemails off the air. But I will put a link in the show notes to Who's On First. And there really is a video. I had no idea. I didn't think TV was invented yet back then. Holy shit, it was the 1930s.
Hey, Brad, it's Olga.
Hey, Olga.
You motherfucker.
What?
That last voicemail was for me. I don't know why it sounded different.
Call me motherfucker. If I ever see you in person, Olga, you're going to get punched in the face.
Using Skype, but I don't know. I don't know why it sounded different. But yeah, that was totally from me.
Yeah, I could tell.
Come on, man. You know my weird voice by now. It's 4 a.m. I'm still awake.
Go to sleep.
Your cat is really cute.
Yeah.
I think she's cute.
Yeah.
I guess I'll go to sleep. I'm all tired and shit, motherfucker.
Quit drunk dialing.
Oh, I have a joke. What do you call a bunch of phones that are working together on something?
I give up. What do you call a bunch of phones that are working together on something?
A collaboration. Okay, bye.
That was a good one. I liked it. Okay, next on the list is a guy named Chris. One adult in each room. He had two rooms. I'm pretty sure they knocked a giant hole in between the wall, in between the rooms, so they can make it into one big party room.
Hello?
Hello, Chris?
Yeah.
Hello, it's Ken from the hotel in Connecticut that you stayed at.
Oh, hey, Ken. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. How are you doing?
Good, good.
I took your used bed sheets home with me because they just smelled really nice, like you have a nice scent. And but the smell's kind of wearing off. I was wondering, are you planning on staying here again soon?
Who is this?
My name is Ken. I work here at the hotel.
No, that's all right. Thanks.
What do you mean that's all right? Are you going to be back here anytime? Do you have any plans? That was Dust Bernadette's idea. He ruined the call. Yeah, I probably shouldn't have started. I need to do that to a female instead.
Hello?
Hi, Erica.
Hello.
Hi, Erica. This is Ken. I work at
the... Hello?
You stayed at our hotel.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi, Erica.
Hello.
Hi, yeah. Erica. Erica, Erica, Erica.
Hello.
Hi. What you doing? God, just hang up if it's bad connection. Let me try her again.
Service. Hello?
Hello, Erica. Can you hear me this time?
I can, yes.
Okay, great. This is Ken. I'm calling from the hotel you stayed in a month ago.
Okay. Okay.
And I just needed to let you know of a small problem.
Okay.
They're saying we're going to have to charge you. We're going to send you a bill for leaving pee stains all over the bed.
Leaving what?
Pee stains. You know, urine stains.
Okay, who is this? This is bullshit. Who is this?
No, this is Ken. I'm the manager of the hotel that you stayed in.
Okay, sir, listen. There's no pee stains that I left at your hotel. Who is this?
I understand. Obviously, I understand if you're embarrassed about it. It's just something we have to do because you ruined the sheets.
Dude, this is fucking bullshit. Dude, who is this?
Why are you yelling at me?
Because I didn't piss on the bed at the hotel.
I would be embarrassed, too, if I was your age and still peeing the bed. These people, they seem to get really upset easily, like everyone on this list. It's kind of weird. I guess I'll call her right back.
Peter? Hello?
Hey, Erica.
Yeah, why would you call me a month later, first of all? And I don't freaking pee in my bed.
Okay, here's the thing. After you left, I thought your bed sheet smelled nice, so I took them home with me. And I kept them.
You're fucking weird. Fuck no. You. You took my fucking bed sheets home.
Yeah, but then when I brought them back, they're like,
there's
pee all over these. And then they said that the person who they belonged to had to pay for them.
What are you? You took my bed sheets home because they smelled good?
They did. I don't know if it's your perfume or your hairspray.
Who the fuck is this?
Who the fuck is this?
You're fucking asshole.
You just smell really nice.
Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me, dude.
I'm not at all. No, I'm just saying I had to bring them back.
The fuck are you thinking you're fucking funny calling me?
I'm
doing this fucking bullshit.
I'm not trying to be funny, ma'am.
Dude, you took my bed sheets home and fuck you and fucking rubbed your cock on them.
I did not. That's disgusting, ma'am. Why?
Fuck you!
Holy shit. Why does it have to be sexual? She just smells nice. What's the big deal? God. All right, Dust Bernadette, you made up for that other crappy call with that one, so thank you. I forget who said the thing about pee stains. Sorry. I deleted that comment already. It was Elkie. Elkie says. He's probably full of shit. All right. This one has a gigantic note on it. Her name is Carlene. She was there for about 4 days, maybe 5 days. Guest started out with room 121, but was moved to room 127 because the lock was broken. Oh, so I'm going to tell her that she broke the lock. She has to pay for it. That's easy, right? That's what I'm going to do. The guest had a dog and was required to pay a $20 a night pet fee. Wow, that's bullshit. Guest was told that her card was on file and would be charged if the dog made a mess. Oh, that's perfect for the doorknob fee. And then there's a second note, I think made by the guy that got this information. He says, as a very fun fact, I noticed that a different street address and zip code was listed on this person's credit card file. I decided to run the zip code and street to see if I could pull up any more information, and I was able to pull up the fact but the address just recently sold for $269,000. The site has all sorts of fun pictures of the outside and inside of the house, as well as some other fun information. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to stick with the hotel idea, though. I appreciate the extra information. And you're a fucking weirdo. How did you get this information? To any authorities that are listening to this show, this is an anonymous submission. He calls himself Matt, but there was no return email address. Promise.
Oh.
Hi, Carlene?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Ken from the hotel. You stayed here about a month ago.
Yes, we did.
And I just needed to let you know we're going to be charging the credit card that you have on file because you broke the doorknob.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, you broke the door handle, and that's why we had to move you. It's here in the notes.
No. When we went into that room, there was no doorknob. There was no handle on it.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
That's why we got moved three times.
Yeah, we have to replace that now because you took it. You can't just take things.
No, we didn't.
It's not even that's not even worth money. I mean, why would you take that?
We didn't take a doorknob.
I mean, it's not worth money.
We went in the room, and there was nothing on it. We couldn't lock the door. That's why we went back to the desk, and she moved us to a different room. Well, and then she moved us to that third room that was, you guys had it really closed because the walls needed painted and whatever from the people that were in there before. Why would I take a doorknob?
That's what I'm saying. Why would you? Why'd you do that? Because it's not worth money to you, but, you know, those things cost us like $120 each. They're special hotel doorknobs.
I understand that. She gave us the card. We went to the door. We went in the room. We took all our stuff into the room, and we put it in the room, and we came out to lock the door, and the door wouldn't lock. Mm-hmm. And she was watching us from the desk, and she says, "What's the matter? You can't lock the door?" And I said, "No, the door won't lock." So she came over, and your maintenance guy came over, and he said, "Oh, yeah, this door doesn't lock. We're going to have the door repaired, so we'll move you to another room." And you moved us three times.
Well, not me personally. I wasn't even working.
Well, I don't know. No, I don't know. The people in the office moved us three times.
And then on your third room, in that room, we noticed that you took all the towels and the soaps and the cups and stuff.
We didn't take towels and soaps. We took nothing.
Because you didn't think we noticed because we were moving your room. But we noticed that all the towels were missing and their washcloths.
We took no towels. We took no soap. We didn't even stay in that room.
But we're not even charging you for that.
The door was open. Well, you know what? You can go ahead and charge me, and I'm going to fight it.
No, we're not going to charge you for the towels. We're used to people like you stealing the towels. But it's just the doorknob.
No, not people like me, because I don't steal things. And you know what? I wouldn't steal anything from that motel, and I'd never go back there again. And I'll tell anybody else that I know that would be staying there not to go there.
Why wouldn't
you? It was an emergency that we had to stop there. We unpacked the car three times and went into three different rooms, and your room the first one didn't lock. We didn't take it. The door was open. We had nothing to do with that.
That's your dumb fault for unpacking your car before you found out the room was good.
I'm sorry?
It's your own dumb fault for unpacking before you checked in.
You know, can I have your who's the manager?
I'm the manager. This is Ken.
Well, you know what, Ken? If you treat all of your guests this way, it's no wonder that place was empty.
Well, no, it's not all the guests. It's just the ones that steal doorknobs from us.
I don't steal. I want a freaking doorknob from a hotel that I need a card key to get in? I didn't steal a doorknob.
You're probably going to try and sell it to, like, an aluminum dealer or something.
That's probably, you know what, you're probably right. I'm going to make a fortune on that, and I'm really sorry that
I
didn't steal all the doorknobs.
Nice sarcasm.
But I didn't take your doorknob.
I'd be embarrassed, too, if I were you, you know, stealing doorknobs.
Well, you know what? I am not embarrassed. You should be embarrassed even asking me about this.
I'm not embarrassed. We know you did it. We have it on the security cameras.
You have what on a security? Okay, what do I look like?
I don't know. You have stupid short hair that's kind of brownish, blondish. And you look like a doorknob thief.
I look like, okay, what was I wearing?
Oh, I don't. The security cameras are.
Was I by myself?
Oh, I don't have to tell you shit, motherfucker. All I know is, why did I do that? I'm looking on her Facebook, by the way. I typed her email in. She's with her dog.
Hello.
Also, we're going to have to charge you extra for the dog because he got fleas in the third room.
You know what? You can charge me all you want. Well, and then I'll make sure I fight this because, first of all, no manager of a hotel would call somebody a motherfucker over the phone.
Well,
okay?
Only the ones that steal doorknobs and infest the hotel with fleas.
I didn't steal your doorknob. He's accusing me of stealing the doorknob you need the key in. The guy at the...
Can I help you?
Hello. I don't know what her problem is. She's just yelling at me and stuff. I was just trying to tell her that we're going to have to charge her for the doorknob she stole.
My wife would never steal the doorknob.
So you stole it then?
First of all.
And he said I stole the towel.
I wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, so you don't know.
I know my wife.
You don't know what she does when you're away?
Well, I know one thing. Did you call her a motherfucker?
That's because she was being a motherfucker.
What is wrong with you?
We're going to charge her.
Is this how you run your business?
We're going to charge her a doorknob fee, and she infested the hotel with fleas with that dumb dog of hers. And we're going to charge her.
You know what you can do?
We're going to charge her a stupid bitch fee.
When you find the doorknob, bend over and shove it up your ass.
He totally zinged me before he hung up the phone. He wins that call. Good job, sir. There's no pictures of him on the Facebook. It's just her and her dog. Uncle Runkle says that needs to be in the intro. I will try to remember that. I will add that into the intro. All right. Next we have Frederick. Two adults. He was there a month ago for 2 days. Customer preferred a quieter room away from traffic and stairway if possible.
Hello?
Hi, Frederick?
Yes, just one second.
Okay.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, so this is Ken. I'm calling from the... You stayed here about a month ago?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And we know that you stole the spy cameras out of the room.
That we what?
You stole the spy cameras out of the room, the wireless spy cameras, and we need those back. You can't just keep those.
I'm sorry. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, they're little spy cameras. It has like a little antenna. And there were two in the main room, and there's one in the bathroom, like one at the entrance. And you can't have those. Those are ours. Those are like $200 spy cameras.
I have no idea what you're talking about, and I hope you don't have spy cameras on people in your rooms.
Well, usually we do, but you took them. But I don't think you took this into account.
Of course I did not. I did not.
Oh, yes, you did.
I had no idea. Please don't be ridiculous. I didn't know they were there. I was there visiting family. I have no idea what you're talking about.
What do you think it was you were stealing?
I wouldn't do that anyway.
What do you think it was that you were stealing?
I stole nothing.
Because, you know, like those cameras, they're connected to the internet, so we saw you steal them. Like, even though you took the camera, we still have all the images from them. So we have all the evidence here.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I already explained it to you. You took the spike.
Well, I hear what you're saying, but... I obviously, you know, in my own mind, I did not do that, and I was not aware of any spy cameras or anything like that.
We have a... I printed out a picture of you, like, you know, pulling it down from the ceiling, and, like, you were looking right into the camera, like, you looked really derpy, and I put it up on the wall in the lobby, and I wrote thief underneath it. Like, everyone that comes into the hotel now, they see your picture.
Well... I mean, you'll have to send me this picture because I can't imagine it.
You don't know what you look like? It was definitely you. Because we took your picture when you registered, and it has your name and everything on it. So we know what you look like.
Well, you will have to send me that picture because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, you come here.
Don't just keep repeating yourself because I have no idea...
When did I repeat myself?
You've repeated yourself many times.
Really?
Okay. As have I, when I said, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Stop doing that. So
you have my email address. Send it to me, and then maybe we can talk again.
What were you doing that was so private that you had to take those cameras down? Like, what were you doing?
I will not send me a picture, and I will look at it, and then if there's anything, I will call you back.
Why are you avoiding the question, though? What were you doing in there? Like, were you doing something illegal?
Goodbye.
What were you doing that was illegal? Okay. That was Elkie's idea, by the way. Accused them of stealing the spy cameras that were inside the TV. Thanks, Elkie. D9 wants me to say that they stole the Bible. I want to get at least one more answer before I quit. So I'm going to go ahead and move on to the future reservations. This first one, she registered through Expedia. And she is currently at the hotel. Her departure date is August 9th. Hello?
Who was that number? Hello?
Hi, Enos.
This is Enos, yes?
No, it's Enos. This is Ken from the hotel that you're staying at? The road?
Yes, this is Enos.
Oh, hey, Enos. I'm just calling because we keep getting reports from people around your room. They're saying that there's a smell of marijuana coming from your room. And you're in a non-smoking room.
Excuse me, but I have two children. We're not smoking marijuana in our room.
Well, are the children smoking marijuana while you're...
They're not even there.
I know, not...
My children, are you kidding me? My child is 11 and 14, and my daughter's at a dance.
I started smoking marijuana when I was 10, so don't tell me your children can't smoke marijuana.
But we're not that sort of family. Is this some sort of prank?
Oh, okay, so I'm that sort of person now. I see how... Anyway, it's not now. It was earlier, and we keep getting complaints. We've been getting complaints for the past few days about the smell coming from your room, and you just can't smoke marijuana in there. You just can't do that.
We're not smoking marijuana. I'm with my kids 24/7. We don't smoke marijuana.
This isn't that kind.
Tell me, I will move out today if I'm getting accused of things like that. Are you kidding me? I'm not even there all day. Yesterday I was in Newport, Rhode Island all day, and today I'm like went to a science museum.
You sound really guilty to me. You just are your kids in the car right now? Can I just give them a quick speech about not using marijuana anymore? Are we on speaker? Oh, She did not like that idea. Okay. Yeah, she sounded kind of high to me. Damn her and her speakerphone.
Look, if you harass my family, I am moving out of the hotel today.
I'm not harassing you.
I have been out of the place.
I'm just contacting
you
about
it.
No, it's a problem.
Don't call back. I'm going to talk to the manager.
You're harassing our guests with marijuana smells. But ma'am, Enos, hello? I really wanted her. I wanted her to correct me again on the name. I think I'm going to hold on to that number. I'm not going to delete that one. I bet you is what it was, is her kids were in the car, so she was embarrassed to admit that she had been smoking marijuana. She's not going to admit that in front of her kids. Why are these in the future section, but they're from several weeks ago? Most of these have already checked out, even though they're future reservations. I don't understand. I'm going to keep going until I get one more answer, and then I'm quitting. I've been doing a live show now for 4 hours. You guys really missed out. I'm about to quit. Stupid you for not being in the chat room and on Mixler 24/7. That's what you get.
Hello?
Hello, Michael?
Yes.
Hey, it's Ken from the hotel. You stayed here about a month or, you know, a few days ago. You know, remember
yes,
that?
Yes, earlier. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, you stole the Bible out of the room, and I know a lot of people think they're allowed to take those, but you're not. You can't just take those. It belongs.
No, I'm sorry. I did not do that.
It belongs to the hotel, and you need to mail it back to us or something, or bring it by.
I'm sorry, but I didn't take it.
Who steals a Bible anyway?
I wouldn't do such a thing. I had it at my house, so I don't need that.
Did you steal the one in your house, too? Do you just, like, steal them from every hotel you go to?
Which room was...
What? Did you just cut out? What was that? Hello? It's probably a good thing, because there's no room number listed, because these are future check-ins, even though they're not really future check-ins. I'll try them back.
Hello?
What'd you hang up on me for? Because you're guilty?
I did. Here we go. What room was I in?
Why do you need to know that?
Well, I want to know if you're telling me if you're authentic. I want to know what room I was in.
I don't have to tell you that. You could be an identity thief or something.
But, okay.
Yeah, I know you were here from the 26th to the 27th. And it was just one adult. And it was you. And you stole the Bible. You're the only one in there.
And what room was that?
You don't remember your room?
I'd like to for you to tell me which room I was in.
I don't have to tell you.
Because you may be mistaken the room that I was in.
You're the one on trial here. if you want to keep the Bible, that's fine. But it's not going to help you get into heaven if you're stealing Bibles.
you have the wrong person or the wrong room.
Oh, it's definitely you. It's Michael on your dumb last name. Maybe you plan to sell the Bible so you can buy yourself a decent hands-free thing so you don't sound like ass in the car? Is that the plan?
What is your name, sir?
My name is Ken. I'm the manager of the hotel.
Ken what?
Who? What? Why'd you laugh?
Ken who?
Correct, yes.
Ken who? As in...
H-U-I. It's a Japanese last name. I'm sorry you find my culture and everything hilarious, but...
No. I still think you're disingenuous, so I'm just kind of going along with it.
All right. Well, enjoy your Bible. I hope you learn something from it. So, don't even worry about it. We won't even charge you. I think you need it. I'll just take it out of my own pocket.
Have a nice day,
I'll pay Gideon back for you. Laughing at my name. Some of these future reservations have room numbers on them, but some of them don't. That's weird. Guess what, everyone? I quit. I've been on for an hour and a half. That's long enough, right? And I think I'm going to save the rest of these. Maybe I'll do them at nighttime, or I'll do another daytime live show tomorrow. Steal more ideas from you guys. But thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Sorry if you're just now tuning in and I'm leaving. But that's your own fault. Stupid, stupid you.
I ain't got much of a smile, because I just say my style. Some people ask me what's wrong. They say that I seem withdrawn, but I keep singing along to my song. I ain't got much of a smile, 'cause I got beat as a child. It's true. Sometimes it's hard to move on. I feel like I don't belong, but I keep marching along to my song. I ain't got much of a smile. I'm the side of circus clown, walking around town with the frown, feeling down, feeling like no one's around. They left me out to drown. I keep my eyes to the ground, emptiness lies all around. This world just starts to confound. It's really crazy. I woke up at the sky, asked why. How come they laugh when I cry? No reply, the world passes me by. Forget the friends I used to have, forget my ex-girl. I got two middle fingers for the rest of the world, 'cause nobody gave a fuck about me when I was growing up. So if you got something to say, you better close it shut. I march along to my beat, all by myself in the street, and now the chorus repeats. I ain't got much of a smile, 'cause I just say my style. Some people ask me what's wrong. They say that I seem withdrawn, but I keep singing along to my song. I ain't got much of a smile, ain't cracked a grin in a while. Sometimes it's hard to move on. I feel like I don't belong, but I keep marching along to my song. I ain't got much of a smile. Different day, My life ain't getting any better. I'm standing in the rain through the stormy weather. My clothes are getting wetter. Inside I'm feeling deader. Can't stand the pain or the pressure. Too much to measure. I see the clouds above me, but don't see no silver lining. And with my luck, I'll probably get struck by lightning. Can't stand this deep depression. Got me with this expression. And as a kid, ain't nobody showed me no affection. Nobody gave a fuck about me when I was growing up. So if you got something to say, you better close it shut. I march along to my beat, all by myself in the street, and now the chorus repeats. I ain't got much of a smile, because I just ain't my style. Some people ask me what's wrong. They say that I seem withdrawn, but I keep singing along to my song. I ain't got much of a smile, 'cause I got beat as a child. Sometimes it's hard to move on. I feel like I don't belong, but I keep marching along to my song. I ain't got much of a smile.
When you find the doorknob, bend over and shove it up your ass.